Next patient is the Raymond McCoy. This is a consultation requested by Dr. Michael Kruger. Reason for consultation: atrial fibrillation evaluation for elective surgical studies and radio frequency ablation. 60 patient is a 60-year-old with a history of atrial fibrillation period. Patient had ablation done in 2010 in another facility period. Patient now has recurrence of atrial fibrillation, completing a shortness of breath dizziness, decreased exercise tolerance, and fatigue period. Referred to me for ablation for atrial fibrillation period. Current medications are Aralto 15 mg daily, Valsartan 320 mg daily, Amiodarone 200 mg daily, Carvedilol 6.25 mg 2 times daily period. Allergies, non-drug allergies. Social history, no history of smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Family history, patient, brother has atrial fibrillation and underwent ablation. Period. Review system in general, denied in reason weight gain or weight loss, no vision, hearing impairment, cardiovascular, aspirin history, pulmonary, no history, pneumonia, COPD, abdomen, no history, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, stomach, no history, arthritis, neurological, no history, seizure disorder, TIA. On examination, blood pressure 130 over 80, pulse is 80 to 90, and irregular respiration 16, weight is 275 pounds. HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilateral heart is irregular. 1 hour, 6 systolic murmur, head of the left and border, there is no gallop or up, abdomen soft, normal active, ball sound extremity, no edema. Clinical impression number 1, atrial fibrillation. Recommendation, patient's atrial fibrillation failed. Medical therapy period, discuss with the patient regarding ablation for atrial fibrillation. Procedure scan benefit discussed with the patient. Possible risk include but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart period. Please indicate with your doctor, Michael Kruger.